As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three on a Tuesday edition of Home and Home, a radio.com sports original. We are brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. You should try ZipRecruiter for free right now. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. There was a house fire in Philadelphia and a witness burned Nelson Aguilar something fierce on Twitter. Nelson Aguilar had a terrific comeback. Neither of them were injured, but a terrific story to mention for you. Also in that division, we'll hear from Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, who was just on 105.3 The Fan on a terrific start by his team. I'm Dave Briggs, home in Connecticut. Ross Tucker back from the Monday Night Football game in D.C. He is at home in Pennsylvania. We start with a lack of institutional control with what could be a one-year suspension for a Hall of Fame national championship-winning college basketball coach. We're talking about Bill Self and Kansas, and reportedly there is a football tie-in here. We don't know exactly the details on that, but the NCAA going after KU, guns blazing for that lack of institutional control. Three level one allegations. That is serious stuff because each one is punishable by 1 to 5 years of postseason ban and potential one-year ban for the coach. I mentioned he is a national championship winner. He is a Hall of Famer, Bill Self. This all comes down to relationships with shoe companies, and that is rotting college basketball from the inside out. Adidas is the shoe company in question here that has a very interesting relationship with KU, like Duke does with Nike and Kentucky and Arizona. Adidas has a 14-year, $190 million-plus deal with University of Kansas and apparently is a part of this 12-page investigation. The NCAA has filed with Kansas. There are bank statements. There are wire transfers to back it all up. Said Bill Self, the narrative is based on innuendo, half-truths, misrepresentations, and mischaracterizations. Ross, it doesn't look good, though, for KU, for Bill Self, or for college basketball as an institution.
You know, I got to tell you, Dave, this stuff to me, it just makes me laugh. They're all doing it. Yes. They're all doing it. So to me, what are we really doing here with Kansas or any of these programs? We are just trying to act like and keep up the facade that this doesn't happen everywhere. Or there's someone that needs to be made an example of every few years. This time, maybe it's Kansas. Personally, I'm not convinced that they're going to have that heavy of sanctions because they are such an institution like UNC, like Duke. We'll see. Like Kentucky, it's not good for college basketball and the business of college basketball if Kansas isn't playing in Big 12 tournaments, NCAA tournaments, Final Fours, etc. But I've had college basketball coaches long ago, Dave, tell me everybody gets something. I've got many, many examples that I've heard over the years. So to me, what are we really doing? It's selective enforcement, or are we sending the message that if you don't cross your T's and dot your I's enough when you cheat, that's problematic? I guess I just don't really even know what we're, it's like, oh, it's a scandal. If they're all doing it, is it really cheating? And if they're all doing it, is it a scandal when one of them gets singled out? I mean, didn't we? I mean, don't we have video and audio of like the LSU coach? He's telling a guy about money. Sean Miller at Arizona. Last I checked, aren't those guys both still at their schools? I mean, I love college hoops. I think the atmosphere is awesome. I'd much rather go to a college hoops game than a baseball game. I can tell you that much right now. There's just something cool about college hoops and the atmosphere and the crowd and everything. But these kids are all getting something to go to these schools. And the reality is, one of the reasons why the Blue Bloods are the best is because they usually have the deepest pockets and the biggest resources. I've seen countless Philly kids go to North Carolina, and then their parents moved to North Carolina. Or, you know, the Morris twins, when they went to Kansas, it was pretty obvious what was going on there. When I see where some of these Philly kids are going, or even kids even more local than that. I don't know, Dave. Maybe I'm part of the blame that I don't have more of an uproar, or that it doesn't bother me much, because it doesn't. I just think it's silly.
I'm naive to some extent in that I like to believe the best coaches out there and the best in the game is Mike Krzyzewski. Amid that old uproar with Nike, I like to think Mike Krzyzewski probably knows somewhere in ugly corners this stuff goes on. But I like to think in my heart of hearts he does not see it. He is not aware of transactions, and he certainly never, ever, ever puts it on paper. There are whispers that Bill Self had text messages with Adidas reps that would confirm that athletes were paid tens of thousands of dollars to go to Kansas. Bill Self gets the player, gets to beat for national championships, and Adidas gets ESPN games. They get their gear on NCAA tournaments and Final Fours. Interesting to note, the contract for Bill Self includes a very strange clause. Not sure how many have it. Should the university be placed under federal, state, NCAA, or conference investigation leading to restrictions or probation for its football, men's basketball, etc., the effective date of the executive, the term of the contract, shall actually be extended equal to the length of the penalties. I'm no legal expert, Ross, but that appears to be building in the potential for your head coach to be suspended for something he may or may not been aware of. So it sounds like the universities are well aware of what's going on too.
So, by the way, let me ask you this, Dave. Do you think when Duke, because I know you're a Duke fan and your dad went there, right?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, do you feel bad that you were not able to hold up to your dad's academic standards and get into a place like Duke, or no?
Yes, I am a schmuck. There's no question about it. I'm an idiot. I'm a black sheep. And I do feel, thank you for bringing that up, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, okay? You went to Colorado Boulder, and I can guarantee you had more fun than the kids at Duke did, number one. Number two, you've got two awesome jobs in your big-ass house in Westport, Connecticut, with your three awesome kids and your amazing wife. So you know what the dean of admissions at Duke and all those kids at Duke can do? They can suck it! Boom!
Thank you, man.
I'm team Dave Briggs. You know why? Because who cares where you went to college? I'm pretty confident my daughters aren't going to Princeton unless they grow to be 6'5", 250 in high school like I was. I don't think that's going to happen for them. So who cares? What matters is where you end up in life, not where you went to school. I would just like to bust your chops. I'll say this, though. You're kidding yourself if you think that Duke isn't doing the same thing. So you think, let me just clarify here. You think that all these other programs, Kentucky for sure, Kansas for sure, but somehow Duke gets guys like Zion and RJ Barrett and whatever the Norristown kid's name is, I forget it right now, outside of Philly. What's the guy they said was going to be the best pro? He was the third best freshman last year for them, for Duke.
Reddish? Cam Reddish?
Yeah, Cam Reddish, yeah. So you think that everybody else is cheating, but those kids are all going to Duke for free?
I think most kids want to go play for Coach K because I think it's going to help their career. They want to learn from him. I do think there's probably some cash exchanged at some point of their careers, their high school basketball careers, their AAU careers. But my point was, I in my heart of hearts, I believe that Mike Krzyzewski doesn't know that goes on. He probably fears it goes on. I don't think he is ever been sent a text message or an email or said to him in person, hey man, I got 30 grand going to Zion so he can deliver. But look, again, I am probably naive. The whole college basketball situation needs to fix this shoe problem because there is so much money at stake. I really don't know what they should do, how they can fix it. Probably allowing players to go straight to the NBA. Stop this farce of guys going to 1 year, pretending they're college students. There is a lot to fix. A lot to fix. I do want to say, speaking of fix, the contract clause I did read was apparently with the Kansas AD, which, again, would suggest that there is wrongdoing that they're aware of that could be coming down the line. But look, we're going to get with Dan Wetzel. We're going to get with either him or Pat Forty from Yahoo Sports, who broke this story tomorrow on Home and Home, and get the scoop where this goes from here. Could Bill Self be suspended? Good probation be coming to KU. But let's move back to the NFL now, because Jerry Jones, always entertaining. They're allowed to take big money from shoe companies. He talked to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas about all things Cowboys and their terrific 3-0 start. Here's Jerry.
Jerry, did Columbo ever ask you to make a cameo or guest appearance in one of his music videos?
Free reign video.
Well, I don't know that I've sent him my tape. I probably can do some of that, some things that he's just heard about. That's a good idea. I think I'll send him over some tape. I'll get it back. I had a high school reunion out at the stadium this weekend, and it was great to see everybody and see a lot of old friends. But I was reminded that one of the girls gave me a picture. And it was when I was in about the ninth grade, and she could put her hand on the top of my head. I was that short. And she was short, this particular girl that was talking to me. And I used to dance, had those blue jeans rolled up past your ankles, and had that look that they had back then. But I was a goober, but I didn't know it.
You know, that is really nice to hear Jerry Jones just a little laughing at oneself, calling himself a goober. I can relate to that because I just called myself a moron, Ross.
I like Jerry Jones is amazing. I mean, he really is. Jerry Jones is must listen to every week, just like Brady, for very different reasons. But every time Jerry Jones says something entertaining, engaging, like Jerry Jones had a high school reunion at the stadium, his high school, I need to hear about this. I wish I was there. First of all, what year did he graduate from high school? How many people came? And I would just love to watch Jerry Jones walk into his high school reunion at his stadium. You buried the lead. Forget the goober comment. That's amazing. I mean, I wish I had my high school reunion at my stadium. I'll never forget, Dave, my fifth year high school reunion was the day after I started for Jerry Jones' Cowboys on Thanksgiving against the Redskins back in 2002. Flew home to Philly the next morning, went to my high school reunion that night. Wasn't quite having the high school reunion at my own stadium, but it was pretty cool. It was
How
pretty nice.
How cool is it? Being you, I mean, you can pat yourself on the back. I mean, being you, how cool is a high school reunion? Just be honest. Go ahead. Brag a little bit. How cool is it?
It's cool. It's cool, yeah. I mean, so I'll say this. It's cool just because I love my high school and I'm an open, optimistic, outgoing person. I love people in general. But I think for everyone, to go to a high school reunion after your dreams came true, and I went to a small school, so they all kind of knew what my dreams were. Like, they knew I was really into sports, and I was really into broadcasting. So it's kind of cool. And really, it'll be even cooler the next one we have which will be, I graduated in 97, so it'll be a little while. But now that I'm doing the Eagles preseason games, it'll be even cooler because those people all have actually watched me on TV now, unlike some of the other ones.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I thought it'd be exciting being me going back to high school because, you know, at least national television something, but wasn't that cool, man?
They don't know?
I don't know, man. I don't think enough people watch. I mean, if you do read the papers and you do listen to the president or watch him tweet, you get this feeling that everybody watches cable news. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, even on a good, busy night, I don't know, let's call it 10 million people watch cable news in a given night in a country of 330 million. So, no, I just don't think it's that significant as it used to. And I didn't play in the NFL. And no, it's not that cool. It's not that
cool. Well, what's funny about that, Dave, is like, and I think I probably told this before, but I've been in the media now for over 10 years. And I've done all kinds of different national programming, including with you on NBC Sports Network and otherwise. And there's a lot of people that really didn't care, really didn't give a shit until I started to do the Philadelphia Eagles preseason games on TV. Not the regular season games, but the Eagles preseason games. Like, to a bunch of people around here where I'm from, Dave, it's like, now I'm cool.
Now you made
it. I wasn't cool when I played for five other teams. I wasn't cool when I did some NFL games on Fox or these college games nationally or whatever. But now that I did the Eagles games on preseason games on local TV, now I'm cool. Now I've made the big time with those four preseason games. It really is amazing. The power of local is very real.
I would have thought being on the Wall of Fame as you are there at high school with the cool painting on the wall, that would have done it, but that's just me. We're going to get to a really cool story. Speaking of the Philadelphia Eagles, in just a minute of Nelson Aguilar, a tweet he sent out responding to an epic burn that came out of a house fire in Philly. What the hell am I talking about? I'll explain in just a sec. But first, hiring can be a challenge, as Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner discovered. Gretchen needed to hire a game artist for her tech company, and she knew it wouldn't be easy to find someone to grow her team. That's why she went to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Gretchen posted her job on ZipRecruiter. She was impressed with how quickly she found qualified applicants, and she used ZipRecruiter screening questions to filter her candidates so she could focus on the best one. And Gretchen, she got it. She got a new game artist in less than 2 weeks, if you can believe it. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/enter. That is ZipRecruiter.com/ENTER. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. So Nelson Aguilar, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver, has had, well, a case of the dropsies in the early going for the Philadelphia Eagles. He has made some devastating and, in one case, game-winning drops. And then there was a house fire over the weekend. And how are these things related? You would not think they would be. But CBS Philadelphia, Channel 3 there, went to this house fire and interviewed an eyewitness who happened to be catching children being tossed out of a window of a home that was burning when he decided to take a shot at the Eagles wide receiver. Listen to this.
And was assisting people down. My man just started throwing babies out the window. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
I don't know how on earth you are witnessing a house fire, catching children saving their lives, and decide to veer to take a shot at Nelson Aguilar. But he handled it well, Ross. He tweeted, "Thank you for being a hero in the community. Would like to invite you and your family to the next home game." Twitter found him. His name is Hakeem Law. We're not sure if he's going to attend that Eagles game, but bravo to Nelson Aguilar. What do you make of that hot take at a burning fire?
Well, that is obviously hilarious, and I think everybody in Philadelphia thought it was amazing. But honestly, Nelson's response is even more amazing. He is, that is really, you want to talk about taking the high road. And think about how, it's the perfect response, because now Nelson Aguilar gets nothing but plaudits and praise, and rightfully so. Meanwhile, how do you feel if you are, I forget you said his name, Hakeem, how do you feel if you're him? You know, you take a shot at this guy on TV, and he's gonna be kind enough to do something nice for you. We need more people like Nelson Aguilar in the world. I love it. I think it's awesome. Kudos to Nelson Aguilar. That is a job well done. He's had a roller coaster career for the Eagles with the ups and downs, but this is an up for sure.
That was a great play by Nelson Aguilar. Hopefully he starts catching the football, and Eagles fans will applaud him for other things. The Eagles, a tough start. All right, that'll do it here for a Tuesday edition of Home and Home. We will be back tomorrow. More on that KU story. What's the football angle as well? Is Bill Self in real trouble? We'll try and dial in Dan Wetzel or Dan 40 with all the details on that. Have a terrific Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.